At a time when there have been reports of a potential breakthrough on the cards for India and China along the frontier, a key set of remarks by the Army Chief, who said, "We have to confront, contest and cooperate with China." At the same time, he's not ruled out potential progress, because there have been suggestions that India and China might actually be on the verge of something substantive in Ladakh. Let's listen into what the Army Chief had to say.
As far as China is concerned, it has been intriguing our mind for quite some time. And I keep saying with China, you have to compete, you have to cooperate, you have to coexist, you have to confront and contest. So what's the situation today as we are looking at? The positive signaling is coming from the diplomatic side. But what we have to understand, the diplomatic side gives you the options and possibilities. But when it comes to the execution on ground, when it relates to the ground per se, it is dependent on the military commanders on both the sides to take those decisions. So what's the situation today? It's stable, but it's not normal and it's sensitive. So if that be the case, what are we wanting? We are wanting that the situation, what was there pre-April 2020, that should be restored back, whether in terms of the ground occupation situation or the buffer zones which have been created or patrolling which have been kind of planned as of now. So till the time that situation is not restored, as far as we are concerned, situation will remain sensitive and we are fully operationally prepared to face any kind of a contingency which will come through. And in complete gamut, if we see, the trust has become the biggest casualty.
So do you see progress? Because that is the word that is being used a lot, that there is progress. Do you see a possible deal on, say, on Demchok or some other place?
So what we're talking about from April 20th, we see that over a period of time, both sides have been sitting together. Diplomatic parleys have been taking place. We have had approximately 17 SHMCL or the core commanders level conference. We had 21 WMCC conferences which have taken place. And we have come a long way in the sense whatever were the low hanging fruit, those have been already been resolved. Now, when it comes to the difficult situations where we have a different perception from both the sides, it means that both sides need to have in any negotiation win-win situation. So some kind of indication have been given from both the diplomatic side. Now the military side will sit together and see how this can be translated on ground. And when it comes, what is on the table? Everything which is we can think of, it's on the table along the Northern Front. And it also includes Daepsang and Demchok.
All right, well, joining us, three very fine voices, perhaps the best in the country to actually look at this situation, General D.S. Hooda, former Northern Army Commander, General Satish Dhua, former Chief of Integrated Defense Staff, and Ambassador Ashok Kanta, former Ambassador of India to Beijing. Ambassador Kanta, let me come to you first. Do you believe on the basis of what you're reading that there could be a potential diplomatic solution in the offing for Ladakh, which obviously needs to translate into something militarily on the ground? We'll get to that later on. But do you believe that China is now in a mood to actually move towards a diplomatic solution at one level?
Well, we have received some signals coming from China, including from the Ministry of National Defense. Hmm. But I'm not sure that we are anywhere close to resolution of this engagement issue. If you go by what Army Chief stated today, he very categorically stated that we want the restoration of situation as before April 2020 in terms of actual control, in terms of patrolling and buffer zones. In fact, buffer zones didn't exist in April 2020, so we'll have to dismantle buffer zone. In any case, buffer zones, I thought were meant to be temporary expedient to get over a difficult situation. And Army Chief also very rightly brought out that the present situation is stable but not normal and it's sensitive. So if you go by requirements laid down by the Army Chief, if those requirements are fulfilled, good, then we should have this engagement. But we shouldn't have a solution which results in continued denial of patrolling by Indian troops to places they're visiting earlier prior to April 2020, including in Daepsang Plains and Demchok, as also access for Indian graziers to grazing grounds they were visiting earlier.
General Hooda, I think the last part of what the chief said was interesting when he said, everything is on the cards, including Demchok and Depsang. That's obviously based on an indicator from the Chinese that, look, we are looking to sort this out as well. Do you see this as a glass half empty or a glass progressively half full?
So, as Ambassador Kanta has brought out, I don't think some statements that have been made will really be an indicator of what is going to happen on the ground. I mean, as far as Depsang and Demchok is concerned, we have been discussing it right from the very beginning, close to 4.5 years. And obviously, there are some issues that are there which are complicated and which are preventing, a resolution of these two areas. So I would, frankly, wait and watch and see if something actually translates on the ground. But as of now, to say that, yes, we are going to move forward and something is going to happen, I would like to sort of reserve my comments. I just want to make a point. I think the army chief has been very, very factual in what he has stated. And while the overall situation might appear to be stable today, he's also said it's sensitive. It's sensitive because, as he mentioned, trust has broken down. Confidence building measures do not exist today that kept peace along the LAC. We have thousands of troops that are amassed along the LAC. And local incidents and something like Yangtze, which had happened in the past, could spiral out of control. So as I said, I would sort of not currently be too hopeful of what the situation is. I do hope things happen and, we get back to almost status quo. I don't think we can restore status quo as it existed. But if we can at least keep calm and peace on the LEC and resolve issues of patrolling, as the foreign minister has brought out, that would be a good step.
General Dua, there have also been a few suggestions that China might be interested in linking Arunachal Pradesh with Ladakh, as in there may be progress in Demchok, in Depsang, in Ladakh, if there is progress to patrolling areas in Upper Subansiri, in Arunachal Pradesh and parts of Tawang. Now, those are areas which have always been Indian territory. It's not disputed in any way. It's well inside our the McMahon line, our notion of the LAC, et cetera, et cetera. Can there be some sort of quid pro quo which would be acceptable to New Delhi?
That's a question that's been around for decades. I mean, can there be a quid pro quo? We read about the fact that there was a time when we nearly agreed to a quid pro quo. But talking about this linking that you talk between Arunachal and Ladakh, China has been developing its infrastructure, and its infrastructure is far ahead of, on the border areas, is far ahead of India. But in the last few years, we've made great progress. We've developed our infrastructure vigorously, whether it is roads, bridges, tunnels, and the army chief spoke about it, mentioned that also today. So, all in all, I feel that apart from things, I'll try not to repeat what my co-panelists have already said, but the fact is the way the army chief spoke about it, one of the most succinct and very good statements that have come from army chief in the recent past. I think it is also Army Chief's talk today in the defense dialogue gave out a very strong and a firm signaling to China. He also said, we are ready. I spoke about infrastructure earlier. He said, as far as deployment is concerned, as far as readiness is concerned, we are ready. However, he also expressed hope in these two different levels of talks that he mentioned. We've had several rounds of talks. He mentioned those two places by name. I know, and all the C's that he used, the cooperate, confront, coexist, etc. I think we are going to see more of it. Off late, if I may just say this, off late, the headlines that are coming out of China, there is a little change in the tone and tenor. And I think I think we are going to see more of this. It will remain sensitive. At the moment, it is stable. Let's hope it remains stable and we make progress by the way of dialogue more than anything else.
Ambassador Kantha, why would China at this juncture potentially want to stabilize a situation which it has deliberately destabilized?
Well, Vishnu, I'm not sure that we have any firm indication, as General Huda brought out, that China is willing to show flexibility on issues of concern to us. China would like the matter to be resolved, but as per their terms. Yeah. And if that involves our accepting the new normal they have created in Eastern Ladakh, clearly that will not be acceptable to us. Likewise, you know, any linkage between the line of actual control in Arunachal Pradesh eastern sector, where we have not made any alteration, with transgressions China has carried out in a very significant manner in eastern Ladakh, should not be made. I don't think that will be acceptable to Indian negotiators. China did try to change the status quo in Yangtze area, as General Huda mentioned. We foiled that. So this linkage, which has been suggested in media, again, you know, is something rather disturbing. China has been, in fact, in track 2 and track 1.5 conversations. They have been conveying to us, sure, that we should accept the new normal and move on. But that will not be in our interest.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see what actually happens in Kazan when there's an important meeting of the leaders of both sides on the sidelines of BRICS. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.